One of the big questions facing humanity right now is how to feed a global population with an increasing demand for meat, while not destroying the planet in the process. The future of food was high on the agenda at Web Summit in Lisbon this month, and executives from two cultivated meat companies explained in detail to Euronews why lab-grown meat may hold the answer. What their companies, and dozens of others, have demonstrated is that it is possible to take a tiny sample of cells from an animal and from that sample grow meat in a lab without the need to raise, rear, or kill the animal. The process was first demonstrated to a worldwide audience nearly a decade ago, when the first lab-grown burger was eaten at a press conference in London. And just this week, the US Food and Drug Administration, FDA, authorized the sale of lab-grown chicken for human consumption, following in the footsteps of Singapore, the first country to do so in 2020. If humanity is to achieve the climate goals being discussed this month at COP27, innovation and change will be needed in the animal agriculture industry. But as Dan Launing, co-founder and CTO of lab-grown meat company Meatable, told Web Summit, you can't innovate on a cow. Instead, he is calling for more support for the growth in innovation in slaughter-free meat. Launing, who has worked in this field for 9 years, with a background in cell molecular biology and tissue engineering, helped make the first lab-grown burger in 2013. His company is developing a pork mince product, with beef mince also in the works, and they are hoping to launch their first product in Singapore next year. Advocates for lab-grown meat point to three key problems around animal agriculture as it stands that need fixing. Firstly, the environmental impact is massive, accounting for around 14.5% of all carbon emissions, according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. There is also a strain on the resources required to produce beef. Then there's the ethical consideration. Some 80 billion animals are killed every year for human consumption, with many of those animals held in poor conditions. Many are not slaughtered in a humane manner. And third, there is the matter of food security. Many countries don't have the space or natural resources to rear animals to meet their population's meat demand, and rely instead on imports.